All right, it is Tuesday morning, the 13th of February. That's right, tomorrow is Valentine's Day. And several years ago, folks realized that, you know, one of the most romantic stories of all time is Romeo and Juliet, that there's a place in Michigan called Romeo. And wouldn't it be nice to have your Valentine stamp with Romeo, Michigan? Alex Stubbs is the postmaster in Romeo and joins us right now online. Good morning, Alex.
Good morning. Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. This is the busy time of year for you guys, isn't it?
Yes, it is, and we enjoy it every year. This right now, we're celebrating our 24th year providing a unique joint pictorial cancellation with the city of Juliet, Georgia for Valentine's Day.
What a great partnership that has been, so people can have their Valentine card canceled in Romeo and Juliet. How did this all come about? How did this start?
You know, I was sworn in as the postmaster in Romeo in 1993. And the first year that I did it, I did it just on my own with cancellation. But it was one of my supervisors who suggested we look around the country to find out if there's a Juliet. You know, just joking. Back in that day, there was not much use for the internet. So we pulled out the old phone book, zip code directory, and started searching for a Juliet. And we found it in Georgia. I called the postmaster down there to give her my proposal idea, and she loved it. And from that point on, we've done it every year.
Now, you've been the postmaster in Romeo every year since then. Have they had the same postmaster in Juliet as well?
No, it's funny. I think it's getting close to time for me to retire because I'm this alliance has been shared with three different postmasters I've been doing it. Isn't that something?
That is. Have you been to Juliet before?
Yeah, unfortunately, I've not been to Juliet, Georgia. I hope to visit. You know, it'd be great. That, you know, the first postmaster, we always said we were going to get together and take a picture, you know. But she retired on me, and now I'm with a gentleman by the name of Postmaster Todd Davis. So we've kept this alliance going strong, and it's very exciting to see the interest and the cooperation, participation from not only the general public around the world, but postal employees really get excited about it too. They take a lot of pride in providing something to the communities and pretty, like I said, around the world that represents what the United States Postal Service can offer.
Have you been able to estimate how many Valentine cards come through there to be canceled with your special stamp?
Usually every year we average a couple thousand, you know, and it's really surprising that, you know, even in this day and age where the internet has taken, it has had more of an impact on the mail system, you know, first class mailing. We still see a huge interest from collectors and individuals that have found out about this idea to still take advantage of it and send a Valentine card through us so we can add that special touch to it that gives it a unique keepsake, you know, to whoever they're sending it to.
You mentioned that not only you and the folks in Juliet, but the other postal carriers there and postal workers in Romeo get excited about this. The whole town really has kind of taken to this and made it a big deal, hasn't it?
Over the years, it's just been unbelievable to see how the community has taken such pride in hearing about the exposure that the Romeo and Juliet Valentine's postmark has brought our community. And they and the merchants and the businesses in Romeo have embraced it by having numerous events, you know, winter festival events, Snow Me the Love events, you know, things like that. And they usually focus around the postmark to generate excitement for their particular festivities that they have during Valentine's Day. And we also have this is a real one that we're very, very proud of, the Women's Marine Association, which their local president is a Romeo community resident. We, every February, have a military package drive where we invite the community to participate by bringing a brand new hygiene item, snack goods, small electronic items. They come together on Saturday closest to Valentine's Day, and we have this huge package drive where we collect all the merchandise, we pack, sort, and prepare and ship out somewhere between 500 military packages to military servicemen overseas. And it is just, and it's an outstanding way to just enhance that feeling of love. And on each package we have a placard that says, "From Romeo with Love." Mm. So it's just something that, what a feel good event that we have, you know. And the part I love about it is that it is taking it, everyone that gets involved is from kids as young as 4 years old up to senior citizens. So, you know, we all come together and we just take that moment to show how we still support our servicemen overseas and the patriotism for this country. It's great.
Fantastic stuff. Alex, we appreciate your time this morning. Thanks so much. I know that it's busy time in Romeo, Michigan. We appreciate you taking a few minutes to talk with us.
Thank you. I appreciate it now.
You got to take care. Bye now.
Okay, bye-bye.